You mentioned that this is the 10-year anniversary, or yesterday was, of you and Crowder becoming radio partners, Hawk and Crowder. Well, August 9th is the 15-year anniversary of Channing Crowder retiring from football, officially, from the NFL.
Wow.
10 years.
And what year was 15 that?
15 years ago?
Yeah, 2010, right? You retired in 2010.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that when you lost your virginity?
So you have been...
I wish. In 2010?
He was like 15 years old.
15, bro. I would have paid anything to lose my virginity in 2010.
I retired
from football for over 15 years.
Yep. I've been married 15 years, and yeah. I retired on Sid Rosenberg's show, or I announced it on Sid Rosenberg's show.
That was your big reveal?
Yeah. Didn't really go the way I thought it would. Okay, buddy. Sounds good. So we're going to get to... We're just going
to
move
anyway,
on.
Anyway, I was listening to Crackhead Bob on the Stern Show.
We moved past it very swiftly.
You want to hear your stats in your final NFL career in 2010?
How about his final NFL game?
Don't do that.
Were you effective in your last year at all, or did your play fall off? I don't honestly know.
Not according to these stats.
I think I was always like one or two in tackles on the team. Maybe. Sort of.
What were the stats?
Final NFL game. In,
you know,
Green
who was
Bay.
Against Crowder? Oh, Green Bay.
Oh, it wasn't. Green Bay was earlier in the season. Final NFL game. Do you want to guess?
Final NFL game. It was a division opponent because that's when they went to that divisional thing. The Patriots.
It was against the New
Did
England.
You know
Patriots.
It was your final game then?
I didn't know they wouldn't cut me. I didn't know they asked me to take a pay cut. Like the whole off season was surprising to me. And then I didn't plan to retire until they were paying me to do nothing. Kind of like the radio station we talked about it earlier. Once I get paid to do nothing, I'm not going to do anything.
Well, the Miami Dolphins, their third consecutive loss to end the season, a 38-7 loss to the New England Patriots. Thanks, ooh, Crowder. And you had a total of 4 solo tackles in that game.
In fairness, though, Cleo Lemon said, just keep him under 40 and I'll take care of the rest.
All you gave us was 10, big homie?
In 2010, you played 11 games total.
Mm-hmm.
You had 39 total tackles.
Oh, my goodness.
33 were solo. And 6 were assisted tackles.
You see how I take that? I didn't need no help tackling nobody. See, if I grabbed you were going to the ground. You
know? Well, apparently, just based on the number of tackles you had for the entire season, the reason you didn't have any help is because no one else was as out of position as you.
I was getting to them twice a game, Hawk. Twice a game, I was going to be somewhere around that ball.
In 2008, man, 113 tackles.
Yeah. 08's the year that got me paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the playoff year. That's when they gave my money.
Was it I'm being honest. What happened? Just injuries?
Oh, with the football? Yeah. Well,
like, how do you go from 100 and something plus tackles to 30?
Then they moved me back to Mike and then Sleazy came in, Dansby, and they moved him to the wheel and just let him run, and they just had me hitting damn guards all day. I hated the last couple of years of my career.
Yeah, that can't
be fun. The defense sucked. Yeah. I balled in Saban's defense and Dom Capers' defense. Then when they brought Sperano and them in, we tried to do it, and then it just, yeah. And I started getting old and hurt and rich. You coming in early? Nah, gee, I'm gonna just chill on this one, man. I'm in after a while.
Yeah, because you played 15 games in 08, then you played 13 in 09. You only had 51 tackles that season. That's a pretty precipitous drop.
That was a harbinger of things to come.
Yeah, what was 9? Oh, you know what? That's 9 is when I tore my foot up. You know what, Hawk? To answer your question, I think after I had the Liz Frank,
it was injury.
Yeah. I slowed down.
Yep.
Because 09 was the Liz Frank against Houston.
I would imagine
that big raggedy stinking guard, that big center, 55, tore my foot up, and I think that was the beginning of the end.
I would imagine you can look at most players who retire early and see just statistically a major drop off if they've suffered numerous injuries. How would it be possible to play at the same level?
You ask. I think it was that foot injury in 09. And I was like, yeah, I'm just not running like I used to run. Mm-hmm. That's when I got, and then I had the hernia. That's when I had to do rubbing a watermelon on my stomach. And yeah, it was downhill from there.
Hmm.
You have to rub a watermelon on your stomach?
Remember he went to see the Sentero?
He
did. Right. He went to see Sentero, yeah.
I got a Sentero doctor, and he would put honey and ground up eggshells on my injuries and rub a watermelon, and like the watermelon would be covered in honey and eggshells, and the poison, like the evil, was stuck in the watermelon, and we'd take it out and put it on outgoing tide into the ocean to pull the evil out of my body.
Oh, so he had to suck out the poison.
You think I'm playing? We used to go by Fort Lauderdale Airport, and we'd make sure it was outgoing tide because the energy of the earth would now take the evil out of my injury out into the ocean.
Mr. Crowder, we are going to suck out the poison.
Hate you. It didn't work. I had 39 tackles in 11 games. Good grief.
Love how you say that as if we didn't know the outcome even before the season started. It didn't work. Oh, it didn't? Huh. Because the story had me believing that you were headed towards a Pro Bowl season.
I thought the evil was in the watermelon.
Sir, we must suck out the poison.
I'm glad I didn't take a pay cut. I was going to be terrible 12. Goodness gracious.